Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Down. So, yeah, Palestinian supporters being cracked down on by police. Apparently, you're not allowed to break the law. And when police enforce the law, they're a little bit shocked by it. Welcome on over to another episode of the Speak the Truth podcast. I'm your host, Matt Tardio. Today, we got some weird stuff going on. I'm not going to lie. Judge got arrested. And I remember, and not just a judge, it's like family, right? But I remember seeing this not that long ago when we were talking about you can't harbor illegal aliens. It doesn't matter if you are a judge or not. It doesn't make it legal just because you hold that particular title. Well, somebody ended up finding out the hard way today, and it also looks like India is going to war with Pakistan. Why is that happening? We'll go over a little bit of that today. Scott Beveren's coming in gifting out a Speak the Truth membership. Greatly appreciate you, sir. I'm telling you guys, before we even get going on this, my head is about to explode. Why? Because I literally spent my entire day. Oh, I'm dark now. Yeah. Oh. I think it's because I have that turned up just a little bit too bright. So you'll have to excuse me that I'm a little too dark tonight. But I literally spent the entire afternoon. I got invited by a couple people to get my butt back over to TikTok because the Palestinian supporters are running rampant over there. Now, I'm telling you right now, like I never once thought that I would sit around and actually advocate for the ban of a social media app. Like myself and Rob actually used to sit here and debate on whether or not we thought TikTok should be banned. And my personal belief was like, no, don't ban TikTok. It's a freaking app. And yeah, it's got a bunch of other crap, but leave it up. I mean, it's an app, it's social media. You can do whatever you want. But after I went on it today and I saw the amount of crap that was actually going on there, like, I'm not going to lie. Like the amount of garbage that's rotting the minds of the youth, I can actually see why it is the way it is today. Now, some of you guys might not think this is funny. Maybe you don't understand it, and if you don't understand it, it's not even worth me explaining it to you. But it's definitely worth putting up on the screen before we go any bit further. O2 Jitsi Outlaw, Paul Koopa is giving you a freaking shout out, so that's good to see it up over there on the screen. Joe Casper, Chief of Staff for the SecDef, has allegedly resigned. He is on his way out the door. He's all gone. Banana Gang in the house. Hi, Matt, all the way from Leeds in the UK. Good to have you guys over from the UK. TikTok needs to be banned. You know, like, honestly, I didn't think that until I had actually got in there today. And some of you guys that followed me for a while know that I used to go over there and I used to sit in TikTok. I used to do a lot of things on TikTok. I'm telling you right now, though, after what I saw today, I'm fairly convinced that there is a lot of manipulation that's going on that platform right now. Plot twist. We thought World War III would start in the Middle East or China, but two nuclear countries are about to go ham on opposite global axis. Yeah. I remember just a couple months ago too, when I first discovered the border exchange that used to take between those two countries. And I thought it was pretty cool because, well, number one, I thought the ceremony that they did over between Pakistan and India kind of sucked. Wasn't a really big fan of it, but it kind of ended up, I don't know. It was pretty cool. They ended up doing it for a while. I see a lot of you guys are not fans of TikTok. I'm going to be honest with you. I was never a huge fan of TikTok, but what I was a huge fan of was freedom of speech. And when I discovered the amount of, if you're going to have rules out there, you got to apply them the same across the board. I ended up getting shut down today for hate speech on TikTok, and it forced me to go back in and appeal, which I eventually ended up winning. But the hate speech that I got banned for up over on TikTok was literally because I was talking about this. I was talking about the U.S. court case in which a self-described Palestinian got arrested over inside of Pennsylvania. And if you guys aren't caught up on this case, you really need to be. This, in my opinion, is a pretty profound case. And I think I went over it a little bit this morning. I don't know if I went fully in depth with it. I almost put out an entire episode on this today is just a video on demand because of, like, when I read over it, how freaking profound it was to me. The amount of detail, number one, that went in this case. Number two, that the guy was in the Air Force. Other things that I heard about it early this morning when I first woke up and I was listening to the reports of this sucker coming out. They were saying that this guy had a top secret security clearance and he was doing all of these other things. That's not true. The guy never held a top secret. He was having his background investigation done for his top secret. He'd applied for his top secret. In this document, it talks about when he went into the Air Force. Well, it was technically the Air Force Air National Guard for the great state of Pennsylvania. Okay. And the reason he needed a TS is because he was going on to basically a crew for an aircraft that was responsible for refueling other aircraft. Obviously, a lot of the refueling operations that take place over in different areas. I don't know. Maybe if we wanted to go, let's say, hypothetically speaking, the U.S. was set up in the Middle East to bomb Iran right now. And we wanted to make sure that the enemies of the United States didn't know that we were about to go on a refueling operation in order to bomb the shit out of Iran. Maybe that's something we wouldn't want them to know. Maybe that's something that it might require a particular security clearance for. Now, that doesn't mean he's going to get access to all TS information, but it means that he needs to be able to get, like, read on to certain operations that allow him to know what the hell's going on so that he can prepare for it and do other things for it. And that's kind of what he was applying for in order to do. But when we go through and we read this document, what we end up finding, number one, is that he was a citizen of both the United States and Lebanon, all right, and he resided inside of Pennsylvania. This case ended up getting filed, okay, up out of, what the hell was it? It was the Western District of Pennsylvania. Now, this gentleman joined the Air Force all the way back, or the Air National Guard all the way back in like 2003. All the way back in 2003, this guy ends up joining the Air National Guard. And when he was even in basic training for the Air Force, he was tweeting out posting via Instagram a bunch of radical Islamist garbage. Oh, the ads, thank you for reminding me. I got to go in and I got to fix this actual freaking thing in there. Now, I'm going to do you guys a solid. I'm going to go ahead and turn this over to conservative and make sure that that's set up appropriately. Ad settings, I got it. Heather, thank you for reminding me. Ad settings are fixed. Now, what this guy ends up claiming throughout this document, and you'll see it like time and time again, is number one, he finds himself to be a Palestinian, regardless of the fact that he was born inside Lebanon. For the people that don't know, there is a tiny portion of Lebanon down in the south that's considered Palestine. All right. And when they talk about occupation, they're not talking about Gaza and the West Bank or Judea, Samaria, however you want to talk about it, or the land of Judea within itself, if we're going to go that far. But what he's actually talking about is southern Lebanon is being Palestinian. That is a portion of Palestine. So was Syria and a couple, like, portions of Syria and a couple other places, right? Historically speaking, or as the UN or UNRWA, whatever, as we look at that, that's what they're talking about as it goes in there. And again, he was inspired. It starts going over the history of it, but this guy was inspired by the October 7th attacks. And that's kind of where you start seeing him getting radicalized throughout this document. So June of 2003, he ends up enlisting in the United States Air Force. Why does he enlist in the United States Air Force? In his own words, he wanted to be able to make sure he could defend Palestine or his home country, which he identifies as Palestine, all right, in case anything goes down. That's what he said. He even brags about, like, his ability to shoot and everything else. When he got asked about it, he said, I want to learn combat skills. I also got an expert marksmanship badge, which means I really shot well. I also want to be able to protect Lebanon in case something happens, so I need to learn combat skills now. All right, but he gets a little bit deeper. All right, person two told Hamad, do not worry about Lebanon, but rather focus on your future right now. And his response, Lebanon and Palestine are in my heart. Why? Because he considers himself a Palestinian. All right. He ends up sharing a bunch of freaking violent pro-Hamas videos while he's in basic training. And here you can see October 31. He ends up going through sharing them. Some of these videos they end up detailing throughout this entire document. But the scary part, when you start getting really, really deep down into this document, all right, is number one, that he is going through a background investigation for his security clearance. So he's going through a background investigation for a security clearance throughout this entire document. I want you to keep that in mind because the timeline right up here on it, all right, as he goes in, November 2003, he ends up sending person one two videos. Now, he's already in the U.S. Air Force, whether he's in basic training or not. All right, December 2003, he completed the SF-86. That is your application for your standard security clearance. So he's going through, completing his SF-86, applies for that in December, which means he's likely out of basic training. He's moving on to do everything else. Shum Spot coming in, a spate coming in, gifting out 5 Speak the Truth memberships. Greatly appreciate you, brother. Anyways, he ends up certifying everything. Now, here is one of the videos that he ended up sharing, right? And this is on December 23rd. So less than 1 month after he turned in his SF-86 or his application for security clearance inside of the U.S. Air National Guard, he starts posting this. Kyle Nelson says, love your insight, Matt. Any insight in the rumor that the U.S. ammo shortage would have us out of ammo within a month of serious conflict? Yes, I do have some rumored insight that goes into that. I've actually had the luxury over doing this over the last 2 years to talk to a lot of experts within the defense industry. If it goes into a sustained conflict like we're seeing over inside of Ukraine right now, would we run out of ammunition? I'm not privy to all of our ammunition stockpiles, but I want you to think about this. The way Ukraine's fighting against Russia versus how the U.S. combined arms effort would work on the ground over inside of Russia are two entirely different things, all right? Completely and totally different, right? They try to do combined arms fights, but we also have a lot of aircraft that they don't. We have aircraft carriers. We have electronic warfare aspects that they don't have that they can bring to bear in the fight. But I think at the end of the day, what you can assess and you look at it is that the U.S. military industrial complex, if we were to get into some sort of a sustained long-term engagement like that of a conventional conflict or a near-peer conflict like Ukraine is currently facing with Russia, that we would have to ramp up our military industrial complex. Now, with that being said, all right, due to the Ukrainian war, we've already opened up 2 new ammunition plants down here in Texas to start cranking out artillery shells for frickin', this very reason, right? Joe Biden ended up coming out saying it was like the year before last or last year that the reason we were providing cluster munitions for Ukraine is because we were running out of 155 shells to send over there. So we ended up sending them cluster 155 shells. Now, Ukraine at one point during their major counteroffensive back in 2023 was shooting up to 7,000 artillery shells on a daily basis in their fight against Russia. But that's not to say that that's what the U.S. would be shooting, because we have all sorts of other assets as well that Ukraine does not. At the end of the day, when we talk about whether or not we're going to run out of them, eventually, yes, we would. But we also have laws and legislation here in the United States that would allow us to ramp up production. And we also have massive amounts of strategic stockpiles around the world that we can flex and do everything else. Take a look at what's going on over in the Middle East right now and the amount of lift aircraft that we're going in to the Middle East. We have plenty. Lake City is going 27-7, FYI. I have no doubt that they are. Demands for ammunition right now are still at a pretty big high, and we're going to town. But do I think that we would end up running out? No, I think we'd be able to ramp up a lot of stuff here in the United States. But I also think that the United States would be in a hell of a lot of trouble, to be perfectly honest with you. I think that a lot of Americans would be very uncomfortable. We've gotten used to living a very cush life here in the United States of America. And we start taking over factories and we start like hoarding metals and different supplies like they had to during World War II. It's a completely different story. And I think a lot of Americans would be really upset. Rob Burdum coming in, gifting out 5 Speak the Truth memberships. Greatly appreciate you as well, sir. Let's get back to this terrorist that got arrested over in Pennsylvania. Excuse me, got indicted over inside of Pennsylvania. He ends up, one of the first things he ends up sharing that they share on this document is a post from the Al-Qassam Brigade spokesperson of this with the quote on it that says, a cemetery for its invaders. All right. And it's like a longer video where everybody puts that out. He also ended up making false statements during his background investigation about being loyal to the United States of America and having basically like no allegiance to anybody else above the USA. Obviously, that's a crime. You don't get to lie when you're applying for a top secret security clearance. All right. They end up quoting a couple other interviews and things like that to go in there. They start talking about him sharing more and more pro-Hamas content. February 24th, 2024, he had a conversation with an individual on Instagram DMs, all right, about Hamas. He ends up bringing up all sorts of different quotes. He says, they are not a terrorist organization. They are freedom fighters. So number one, that's a problem because Hamas is an enemy of the United States of America. They're a foreign terror organization that has been designated that for quite some time now. Then he takes it a step further on a little freaking thread over on Instagram or whatever. And he says, I can't wait until the day Muslims kill you. I would be so happy at this point. I'm done debating. You are better off to the world not breathing. All right, so now we see him becoming more and more radicalized. And the scary part about this is he is, number one, technically a U.S. citizen, even though he was allegedly born inside Lebanon. That's what I'm hearing. He's allegedly born over inside Lebanon, but he's a dual U.S. Lebanese civilian or citizen. Then he ends up posting things like this on his freaking story. This shirt says respect existence or expect resistance. So respect existence or expect resistance. And it is clearly a Hamas fighter with one of those little stupid triangles over top of something else going off on it. But the scary part is we actually fast forwarded through a bunch of the BS. Here's him as a child holding an AK-47, presumably inside of Palestine, where he claims he is a person of, or a member of, or a citizen of, or associated with. I don't even know how to say it because it's a fictional space. All right. But then the deeper that we go into it, this SOB actually built what they call destructive devices inside of this document, which actually translates to what a lot of people here would refer to as IEDs. He ends up talking about all sorts of stuff with his buddies that are also recited in this document, talking about wanting to make it bigger and all this other garbage. You get a little bit deeper. They end up showing you some of the explosive devices that he ended up making. They go even deeper. They start talking about blowing people's legs and ankles off. And again, this is a quote unquote U.S. citizen, but he's from Palestine. All right. You get a little bit deeper in and we start going a little bit down. He starts sharing this. And it says, I'm jealous of these fighters. They go to fight in the way of Allah and have achieved the highest levels of Jannah. All right. So he starts sympathizing with them and he starts getting pissed off that he's not like the one that's over there dying. All right. He ends up coming back and says, all right, y'all say a prayer with me. Inshallah, one day each bullet in this mag kisses the foreheads of the Zionist oppressors. This is one of the posts that he ends up putting out over on IG up to a story. Here you can see an AK-47 with a double mag on it. And obviously he's talking, and this is here in the United States of America. This isn't him over in Lebanon, to be perfectly clear. So when he's talking about these bullets going into the heads, all right, of his Zionist oppressors, he's talking about people here in the United States of America. I highly doubt this AK, and you can challenge me on this all you want. People like to think that I'm some sort of a ballistics expert for some reason. And you can challenge me on this all you want, but I highly doubt that no amount of celebratory fire is going to cause one of these 7.62 rounds to go flying all the way over into Israel. Just don't think it's going to happen, all right? He ends up sharing things like this. So you're saying Hamas are the good guys? And like caption of yes, he does all of this crap. At the end of the day, they continue to like go up and they end up building these different explosive devices. These are screenshots out of a video that he ended up putting together of setting this crap off between him and a friend and everybody else. We're talking about blowing off somebody's ankles. He's a raging pile of garbage. And for some reason, people are actually standing up for this guy and trying to claim that he's not Palestinian while this guy himself claims he is. Chris coming in with 10. He says, who's all on board for getting a shirt or pants for Matt that says, yes, I'm wearing pants or juicy? A great fundraiser for Ukraine. Oh my God. I'd set up a fundraiser to wear a shirt that just says juicy for Ukraine. Like if you guys had one, I don't care. You get to pick the image that goes on it as long as it's YouTube appropriate. Like I'm okay having a juicy shirt specifically to fundraise for Ukraine. I'll buy it. I'll put it together. You guys send me the image. I'll make it happen. We reached a certain dollar amount. I'll freaking buy the dang shirt myself and we'll end up putting it up there. I'm perfectly cool with it. I think Texas has probably something that we can donate to. Hey, you know what? We can donate over Chosen or anybody else over there. I've got no problem doing that. All right. Now we have him holding up the Israeli flag, wearing a Hamas headband and all sorts of other stuff. At the end of the day, this piece of garbage continues to build explosive devices. He ends up building pipe bombs. As you can see right here, this is a homemade pipe bomb. It looks like he's putting in a fence post in order to try it out. He's got a little bit of cannon fuse on it or freaking whatever, throws it in there, blows all that shit up. So they end up documenting this crap of this Hamas terrorist piece of garbage. And end up arresting him. There's people actually that are arguing against it, even though I've got this right here of him within the indictment. They're trying to claim that for some reason he's not a damn terrorist. They ended up going over and spray painting the side of this place, Jews for Palestine. Just all sorts of stuff. Jewish Federation funds genocide, hate Jews and Zionists. Imagine that. These guys, 100%, are radical Islamic extremists. You could call them homegrown, but technically he wasn't grown here in the United States of America, as far as I know. I'm pretty sure he was born over inside Lebanon. At the end of the day, he's a radical Islamist pile of garbage, and he's in jail, and I don't think anybody should be complaining about that. Now, let's get this up on the screen, because you gotta love this. Oh, man, what ended up happening? You guys remember a while ago that there was some sort of a judge that refused to enforce immigration laws here in the United States and actually bragged about hiding somebody inside of their home? And I was like, that dude's about to get arrested. You can't do that shit. I don't care if you're a judge. You don't get a harbor illegal aliens here in the United States of America. What's that say on his back, FBI? It's almost like the laws are supposed to apply equally to everybody, and Americans are sick and dang tired of it. Almost like. And there you can see the gentleman standing there in his frickin' handcuffs kicking rocks as he's about to go take a ride. Why? Because you don't get to aid and abet criminals in the United States of America. It doesn't matter if you're a judge. It doesn't matter who you are. You don't get to do it. All right. The home of Democrat New Mexico Judge Joel Cano and his wife ended up getting raided by the FBI and DHS. After they magically discovered that they were harboring members of the Venezuelan terrorist gang, MS-13. Do I need to say that any louder? I don't give a shit if you are a judge. You don't get to take members of a foreign terror organization and put them in your house. You will get arrested for it. It is not okay. It doesn't matter who you think you are. Let's listen in. Look at him go. Ah, poor lady. Look at that poor gentleman. It's almost like it's illegal. You don't get to do that crap. Oh, they're on their way to jail. You better believe it. You're harboring terrorists in the United States of America as a judge. Now, the scary part about this, and I want all of you to think about it, is this judge that thought it would be a good idea to do this crap is actually an elected official. I'm pretty sure, I might be wrong, pretty sure he's an elected official. Pretty sure that's how it's done over there in New Mexico. Yeah, right. Think about the people that elected this human being that thought it was a good idea to do that. I will never, ever understand for the life of me how people can vote for individuals such as that that want to harbor actual enemies of the United States of America. Now, if we're to take it a step further, I want to read this out to you guys today because this also came out. President Trump issued a presidential memorandum directing Attorney General Pam Bondi to investigate Act Blue, the Democratic Party's primary online fundraising platform. The directive focuses on allegations that Act Blue facilitated illegal straw donations and contributions made in someone else's name and accepted foreign funds, potentially violating U.S. campaign laws. Imagine that. You also don't get to break the law, even if you're supposed to be some sort of freaking unbiased party. Incog Faraday coming out, gifting out 5 Speak the Truth memberships. Greatly appreciate you. It's going to be an interesting ride, ladies and gentlemen. Now, all of that shouldn't be any surprise to you here in the United States of America as I tell you that terrorists are being arrested and that judges are harboring freaking terrorists and that maybe, oh, freaking maybe, underneath the last administration, they just hate this freaking country. I want you guys to watch a short freaking video. I'm going to pull myself off the screen. Looked it up. Seems to be factual.
He's not here now? Is he working?
Yeah.
Is he allowed to work? Terror watch list. He's working.
I found out the Border Patrol caught a man and his family sneaking in over the Texas border last November. His name is Hassan Bazzi. He's listed on the terrorist watch list as a high classified, known, or suspected terrorist. Anyhow, they let him in anyway. He's living here in Dearborn.
I even brought Mr. Bazzi a housewarming gift. It's a plant from a dead man's wake.
Now, I don't know much about the man, except he's got no manners. I mean, he never thanked me for the plant I left on his porch.
I've been here for a year and a half now. No sign of the guy. He's on the f***ing terror watch list.
This is his brother.
Well, is he living with you?
Yeah.
I've been coming over the months and nobody ever answers the door.
You came last time and you put the flower on the door.
Oh, did you get that?
Yeah, I get that. I don't like that.
It was a gift.
It's not a gift. That's a funeral. You know, it's not a terrorist. I don't know why you keep saying it's a terrorist.
Well, it's the government documents. It's not me. It's the FBI. It's Homeland Security. Is your brother working?
We're going into year four of this guy in our country, and now there's a clearer picture of why this guy's on the terrorist watch list. Bazzi was a wealthy man back in Venezuela with yachts and luxury condos. According to congressional testimony, he has ties to Venezuela's former vice president, Tariq El-Assami, who has alleged ties to Hezbollah and who is on ICE's 10 most wanted list for smuggling in tons of narcotics into the United States.
And just to be clear, this is somebody that was let in to cross the border. After he got detained, after they determined him a member of an FTO, they let him, or excuse me, on the terrorist watch list, they let him cross a border. And yes, I'm going to play this video in its entirety. It's only a couple minutes long because I think it's important for you guys to hear the story. Sky God coming in, gifting out 20 Speak the Truth memberships. Appreciate you, Sky God.
A week before he jumped the Rio Grande, Bazzi attended an El-Assami family funeral. So you figured he'd like the plants I left.
Señor Bazzi. Es Carlitos Leduff, el periodista. Quiero hablar contigo. Tú eres un terrorista, señor. Señor Bazzi.
Then we saw an old lady pop out the side door.
Ma'am, I'm looking for Issam Bazzi. Yes.
He's not here.
He's not here.
Now, I'm not saying anything about a potential religion that might be involved in here. I'm just asking you to examine the photo. Examine this particular screenshot before I continue on. And yes, it happens to be in Dearborn, Michigan.
Here? Is he working?
Yeah.
Is he allowed to work?
I don't know.
Is there a way I can get a hold of him?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know. What it
is. So he's still in the country?
Yeah.
Is he still in the country? I'll take that as a yes. So to review, he wades in across the Rio 3.
Listen, I don't know what you mean by hijab. All I'm saying is maybe there's some contextual clues within this video and maybe within that document that I shared with you guys from an indictment today that might lead you to believe maybe where a problem in this country lies. Now, I'm not telling you anything about any particular group that may or may not be causing issues. All I'm saying is maybe pay attention because there might be some contextual clues and a common thread between everybody here in the United States of America that's causing issues.
Years ago, a hit on the terror watch list. Nobody seems to know where he's at or if he went to immigration court, and he's working. That's the new America. Bienvenidos.
Ooh, she left the gate open. I'll just close that. Don't want anybody sneaking in.
He's not here.
Never even heard of this guy before in my life, but I absolutely love his style of reporting and the fact that it was fit into such a very short video. Now, somebody over, I don't even know, the interwebs ended up sharing that with me today, and I thought it was an absolute perfect segue for today's show because of everything that's going on. When you have judges that are being arrested for harboring MS-13 terrorists, when you have, I don't know, a Lebanese American citizen duel that is standing up for members of a foreign terror organization attempting to speak to seek a top secret security clearance and somehow thinks that nothing's going to happen to him because he's going on IG and spreading all this out. That is a deep-rooted issue here in the United States of America. That is something that tells you that people actually think they're going to get away with this crap. That is how grossly ingrained into our culture that it came out to be. Now, let's talk about India and Pakistan for a minute. Let me go ahead and get this up on the screen before, hold on, let me get this up here and I'll put my face up on there so you guys can see it going on. And I'm going to turn the music off. And what this is a graphical representation of the two different forces. So here you can see Pakistan and then we go in, oh shit, there's India. Holy crap. Now, how well do you think this is going to turn out for Pakistan? And we have two nuclear armed nations that are not getting along right now at all. Mm-mm. We all thought that we had to worry about Iran and nukes and everything else. No, sir. As a matter of fact, what I ended up hearing is that it looks like India may very well end up nuking the crap out of Pakistan. All this stuff goes back time, like land before time type stuff. Yeah, I see guys saying Pakistan always, right? But the problem is that these countries are very pissed off at each other. And here in just a minute, I'm going to show you some footage of some cross-border firefights that are already taking place between these two countries. Rumors started to come out that peace was falling apart between the two and that it was India that ended up backing out of the thing after all. I'm seeing that water has been shut off going from India into Pakistan, and Pakistan is pretty damn pissed off about it. And they're going back and forth. I'm going to have a nice comprehensive report for you guys on this tomorrow so that you guys can actually get a good breakdown on what's going on. The scary part about all of this is that all of this crap is going down while we already have enough problems going on over in the Middle East, over inside of Ukraine, over inside of freaking China. We have plenty of flipping problems, and now we got Pakistan and India that are about to start nuking the crap out of each other if we don't freaking get our things together. They are not I was actually pretty impressed when I was watching this, and I didn't go through and fact check every single amount of frickin' firepower that both of these countries have, but I have a feeling that it's fairly accurate. And we'll go and we'll double check it, and we'll take a look at it here in a little bit. These two countries going at each other is a pretty big freaking deal. It is not something to take lightly, ladies and gentlemen. I know a lot of us over here in the United States of America, when we see this stuff, we think, yeah, it's India and Pakistan. Who gives a shit? You will. I promise you that. There is a lot of trade that ends up going through that area, and it ends up affecting a lot of things geopolitically. And if we are not careful, if we are not mindful and vengeful of this, it could turn out. I see Fentanyl Floyd saying it's no big deal. I highly disagree with you, Fentanyl Floyd. Now, it might turn out to just be a little bit of cross-border crap. For a while there, we ended up having the Taliban and freaking Iran duking it out. And then we had Pakistan go into war with the freaking Taliban. We ended up having everything else that was going on. But right now, what it looks like is that things are setting up to be a little bit more long-term. We had a aircraft carrier out of India that ended up deploying over towards Pakistan, and it is already launching freaking ballistic missiles and things like that in military drills. And like I said, there's some small scale engagements that are currently taking place along the front lines. Mick Ranger says, yep, India is another country who is part of the Shanghai Agreement. PJ says he did not get any alerts for the show. That's kind of troubling. I don't like to hear that at all. Yep, there you go. There's India. God, man. Can you imagine? Seriously, if nukes end up going off, what we ended up hearing was that it's very possible that India might end up setting off a nuke. Now, I haven't found anything really to base that on that I can personally attest and say India is about to start nuking Pakistan or vice versa. But what I do know is any country threatening nuclear warfare is not a very good thing. This isn't cool. I'm kind of worried about it, to be honest with you, because the United States is going to have to take a stand on that, right? And this within itself, I know we have decent relations with both countries. Believe it or not, we don't really like Pakistan. I think the only reason the U.S. is even, if we were to pick a side behind this, I got a feeling we're going to end up going with India. We don't like Pakistan, even though we have been allies with them. It had a lot to do with logistical support for the global war on terror, particularly Operation Enduring Freedom over inside of Afghanistan. But again, we ended up finding Osama bin Laden over inside of Pakistan. I don't think the United States government is really going to give a shit about Pakistan at the end of the day when we really start breaking this whole thing down. Here is the video. India has formally blocked the flow of the Indus River into Pakistan. They ended up closing all four gates of the freaking dam and the canal going up over to Pakistan. Okay, nice video of it. That is a buttload of water. That is something Pakistan is not very happy about either. Chris Ferguson says we get a lot of pharmaceuticals from India. And how it's going to turn out, to be perfectly honest with you. I think I do have some videos of them doing it. Yep, here we go. Indian Navy. Well, Like, I'm looking at this thing, like, I believe, and maybe some of you Navy guys down in the chat can let me know, I think this classifies as a destroyer, potentially. I'm not a big Navy guy. But yeah, if you guys are down in the chat, obviously there's them firing off a couple missiles, everything else. It's not turning out pretty. It's not okay. First Indian troops have entered Pakistan, allegedly, all right, and are getting in freaking gunfights over there already.
Yeah. If you want to go, then you go to hill and go down.
Why you get fight, yes, man?
Why? Are you crazy?
You're fucking...
You fucking bloody bastard!
So, we're gonna...
Banchot, you blundered! No, but why is...
Bloody no! Bloody
then
fucking...
If accident, then what you wanna
why
do?
Why you fuck me? I fuck you, bloody! Bloody bastard! Fucking running like lady, eh? Bloody! What the fuck, man? Fucking now shout at me, innit? Okay. Why are you shouting at me?
Because I am going to the work. If you don't do it, do the other place.
Why are you shouting?
Because of this, you are doing...
Hello?
I don't know you are doing like this. I think you are going to accident.
No, shouting at me, no good, man. No, shout at you.
But the thing is that, what you think if you do like this one, you are going at work and somebody else...
But that
like
one,
this.
If you're running like that one, but, you're gonna fucking fall, isn't it? But hurting yourself.
But yeah, because of this, I saved myself.
That one very icy road, man. Okay, have a nice day.
Bye-bye. Who thought I actually had videos of them getting in firefights already? Anybody? Anybody at all? No? Yeah, I don't have it yet. All right, none of that stuff has came out yet. Nothing that I found. All right, I felt like doing a big, strong buildup just to go down to that video. I thought it'd be a good freaking little funny thing. I don't know, man. I don't know. I thought it would be hilarious. Somebody ended up asking me to break down the Shanghai Agreement, so I'm going to give it a short overview because right now there's not a lot of information that's coming out of there. All right, so ended up getting signed back in 1996 by China, Russia, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, and Tajikistan, all right? Woo! A lot of freaking stands over there. All right, it was called the Agreement on Confidence Building in the Military Field of the Border Area. Commitments in there, no offensive troop deployments or major exercises aimed at another party within 100 kilometers of the border. It ended up limiting the amount of heavy weapons and personnel along the border. Now, because of this, that's where those videos of the border crossing in between Pakistan and India, where the gate was opened up and you see the troops that are marching back and forth across the gate. None of them are armed, everything like that. Key. All right. So as far as transparency goes, the parties must exchange data on troops equipment near the frontier and give prior notice of any large drills that they're going to be doing. And it goes for reciprocal inspections and observations to verify the compliance. It was formed as security bedrock of the 1997 Moscow Agreement on Force Reductions and became the institutional starting point for today's Shanghai Cooperation Organization, or the SCO. And all of that right now is allegedly being extremely broke down. Now, I showed you guys last night this video over inside of Ukraine, particularly over in Kyiv, of a ballistic missile slamming into Kyiv. Not freaking cool, man. Not cool. And Donald Trump ended up angry tweeting that out early this morning, basically telling Russia to stop over Truth Social, which then ended up getting retweeted out over on X today. Some very damning words from the president of the United States telling Russia to stop because 5,000 people a week are dying. For the love of freaking God, man. This ballistic missile has now been confirmed to have came out of North Korea, believe it or not. That is going to leave a mark. Yeah, no kidding. Let's talk about how big of a mark that ended up leaving. I believe I actually have the casualty figures coming up. I heard north of 40 now that ended up coming out. Trump also, in a press state or a press briefing over the White House, ended up having words about this as far as Russia's concerned.
Mr. President, this morning in a Truth Social post, he used the words Vladimir, stop. That seemed like a slightly different message, a personal message. What is your level of frustration with President Putin?
I didn't like last night. I wasn't happy with it. And we're in the midst of talking peace, and missiles were fired. And I was not happy with it. That's what I meant. And that's, you know, what it's
Mr. President, this morning in a truth.
Yep. He wasn't happy with it. He wasn't happy with it. They're in the middle of peace talks and it didn't happen. And what President Trump failed to bring up was the fact that Russia wanted to say that Crimea was non-negotiable, that in order for some sort of a peace to take place in between the two countries, that Ukraine would have to give up Crimea and pretty much all of the land that Russia currently occupies, minus a couple small places over in, I believe it was Zaporizhia. Well, that's a bit of a problem for Zelensky because his constitution doesn't allow for that. Zelensky ended up coming out last night or yesterday, immediately following that, saying that the whole thing was bullshit, followed by Trump admin coming out and stating that, Crimea was never on the chopping block for Ukraine. It's been the United States' longstanding policy all the way back to the 90s to respect the sovereignty of Ukraine and its borders. And it's been reaffirmed and upheld ever since, minus whatever Trump had on the chopping block. But he attests that it's not for Crimea, that Crimea was never on the chopping block, and actually called for Zelensky to stop making inflammatory statements.
Ukraine had to give some territory away to win peace.
Well, it depends what territory. They've been fighting. They've lost a lot of territory. And we'll do the best we can. Working with Ukraine, we'll do the best we can. But they lost a lot of territory. When you say Crimea, that was handed over during a president named Barack Hussein Obama. That was had nothing to do with me, Crimea. That was 11 years ago with Obama. And they made a decision. There wasn't a bullet fired. There was no fighting. There was no anything. They just handed it over. Now they say, well, can you get it back? I think that's going to be a very difficult thing to do. That was given by Barack Obama when he was president, not by Donald Trump.
So it was given away by Barack Hussein Obama. That's what Orange Man Bad has to say for everybody. So there you go. Trump has reaffirmed time and time again that we're not trying to give up Crimea. I saw another clip of it that ended up coming out. I didn't watch the entire thing today, but I saw another clip of it that ended up coming out, kind of making it seem like, I don't want to say this, that, yeah, we did want them to give up a little bit more than we actually kind of like led on to believe. Chris coming in with 10, he says, working on a design now, juicy on the butt, and yes, I'm wearing pants on the front. Or press here for a good time. I'm actually okay with that one. I can kind of consent to that. BBG coming in, gifting out 5 Speak the Truth memberships. Greatly appreciate it. Want to make sure I'm not jumping into anything different. And yeah, here it is. This is the one that I'm looking for. Allegedly over inside of Sear today. This is unconfirmed. Restinator said, lost a friend over a joke. I said, go eat crayons and crane eater. And he got all mad about it. So I'm only out for myself and this community. Yeah, well, crane eaters will get mad about that if you don't have something of the military experience to back them up on. But yeah, Marines, generally speaking, most of the time end up having a very good joke about it. It's the insecure Marines. It's the Marines that are insecure with themselves when you call them crane eaters that tend not to like it. I don't understand why. I have very funny Marine Corps jokes and most of the Marines end up laughing at it. Then again, I have a bit of a different background, a different experience. And I think that's probably why Restinator, he wasn't very happy about it. Over inside of Syria, it looks like a wave of drones was being shot down by a Russian base. Yep, so there you go. That's what we ended up getting out of it, along with a report coming out from OSINT, that said there was explosions over the Khmeimim airbase in western Syria. All right, so allegedly there was a massive drone attack that was going up over and against unnamed forces. Also got a brand new video coming out of Gaza that is able to confirm and recognize of the corridor that they had out of there. Seabass Smith says the landed in the same district where my fiance lives. That sucks. I'm sorry to hear that, man. That really pissed me off. I'm not going to lie. Something that I noticed about this Humvee that they're operating in is all of the Hebrew on the data plate that's sitting up over here next to the windshield. I thought for dang sure it would be English, but it's not. It's all written in Hebrew. This is the brand new corridor that Israel ended up cutting. Other than this, I ended up seeing a confirmed report that ended up coming out of northern Israel today that an IDF soldier, I believe it was a tank driver, that ended up getting shot and losing his life. Other than that, we have General Kirilla that was over inside of Israel today. He ended up landing inside of Israel. They had a war cabinet meeting this evening. I haven't heard any new news that ended up coming out of that meeting or what it ended up pertaining to. Hopefully by tomorrow morning here in the United States, we get more information on what's going on. I think everybody is waiting to figure out whether or not the United States and Israel are going to be bombing the living piss out of Iran, because Iran came out and stated that they have, how do I want to say this, that they will not give up their enrichment facilities. And that's a problem because the Secretary of State for the United States of America, Marco Rubio, said that if they want to have a peaceful nuclear weapons, or if they want to have a peaceful nuclear energy program, they can import uranium into their country, just like tons of other countries around the globe. And I think it's a fair statement, seeing as how they're screaming death to the Jews, death to Israel and everybody else. Houthis are still getting the piss bombed out of them. Other than that, not a whole lot's came out of the Middle East. It's actually been relatively quiet over there today, and I think that is a very, very good thing. Crayons and Elmer's dipping paste. Yeah, I mean, you could have freaking jokes about them all freaking day long. Now, here's the last thing that I want to end up putting up on the screen before I end up telling you guys peace, love, happiness, and God bless. Here it is. This ended up getting put out today by the House Judiciary Committee, and I decided that I wanted to weigh in on it just to see what the hell the grand total was. House Judiciary GOP ended up putting this out. At the time that I voted, there was around 90,000 that came in. It had been viewed almost 23 million times. 91% of the people polled ended up saying they do not support the Democrats keeping illegal aliens in the United States of America. Imagine flipping that. Out of the 23 million people that saw it and the freaking 90,000 that voted, roughly, all of those people ended up coming back with that. I could probably refresh it and get a better figure or a better number on it. But that's the end of the day. That's where we're at. Nobody in America wants to have all these dang illegals. Well, I take that back. About 10% of Americans, roughly, if we're going to take this small portion of it. Nobody wants to have them. Nobody. And so judges like that over in New Mexico and other people around the nation, this is what we're sick of. We're sick of illegal immigrants taking advantage of the United States of America. We're also sick of the actual legitimate threat that faces the United States of America become of it. So that 9% is very, very loud. Just Ryan 710, you freaking called it, which is exactly why I ended up putting it up on the screen. I definitely don't want it. Nobody does. I don't. If you guys missed it, I want to tell you up. I take it back. There's one more thing I want to talk to you guys about that I ended up putting out last night, and I think it's very important, and it's up over on my feed. I'm going to go back and I'm going to pin this sucker for you guys because I want you to be able to see it. If you guys aren't following me up over on X, by all means, please go follow me on X. There's something that I ended up reposting last night that I think is very important that everybody needs to go watch. And if you guys haven't seen it, you definitely need to. I'm going to pin it up to the top of my profile because I actually think that it's that important. If you are a parent in the United States of America, last year I had an individual on the show. I think it was back in like March or April. So probably about a year ago today, I had this gal on the show that ends up doing a lot of freaking a lot of work hunting down and tracking down child pedophiles, like pedophiles over here in the United States of America. It was really shocking to me. The video ended up not getting a lot of views, but she was absolutely in front of all of this crap. And now all of the work and research that she's doing, as far as I can tell, ended up hitting it. And last night over on X, this ended up getting streamed. All right. John Rich, a lot of you guys don't, maybe you do, maybe you don't. John Rich from Big and Rich, all right, ended up interviewing somebody from DHS, if I remember right. I don't know. Whatever, federal agent that ends up, DHS from Homeland Security. And they tell you all of these different tips. It's pinned up over the top of my profile over on X. If you guys aren't following me on X, get up over on it. And they end up telling you guys how to actually keep your kids safe. There was a lot of people that were absolutely shocked on how easy it is to track down your damn kids. It's freaking scary. Apps like Instagram, apps like freaking TikTok, apps, it's just all of them. They end up getting them on Roblox. They end up getting them on freaking Fortnite. They end up getting them on all these different places. And it goes over how easy it is to actually track down your kids and trap them into some of this crap and get freaking like child explicit, like sexual material out there and to freaking get it. If you guys haven't seen it, for the love of God, if you don't know anything about technology and you're a parent, get over there and go watch this video. Like seriously, if there's one thing that you get out of tonight's broadcast and you're a parent, for the love of God, go watch this video that ended up getting put out last night. It is damn scary. It really is. I ended up watching every single minute of it. Every single minute. It will blow your dang mind. Tomorrow morning, I'm going to be right here. I see people saying Roblox is a disaster, everything else. Yeah. Yeah, I just got a How's Trump Done His First Month ad. I'm sorry, man. I mean, maybe that's how they're just viewing it. But yeah, go check it out. If you guys haven't seen it, go check it out. If you're a parent, if you're an aspiring parent, if you're a brand new parent, if you're going into your teenage years, if you have a teenage daughter, teenage boy, go watch that flipping video. It will change a lot. 1234 Brandon Avenue. Yeah, no kidding. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to see you guys tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, or I'll see you guys tomorrow evening. I'm actually doing a live stream tomorrow night as well. Peace, love, happiness. I hope you guys enjoyed tonight's episode. I believe, again, assessment hasn't changed. We're creeping up on the final hours for when we're about to be bombing the crap out of Iran. I think that we should be coming up on it in the very, very near future. There's no point. The peace talks between Russia and Ukraine have fallen apart. The peace talks between, the nuclear crap between the United States and Iran, they've fallen apart. There's really no incentive at this point. I think it's more dangerous the longer we wait for the United States not to bomb Iran. It's just the way it is. No public kids photos. Well, what absolutely blew my mind, maybe I'll bring it up here. It was like at the very end of this thing, which had me laughing my butt off, was like how John Rich, he is like one of the purest people that I've ever met in my life when it goes down to like how to do this stuff. And at one point, this DHS agent actually texts him a photo and he tells him to swipe up on the photograph. And he's like, holy cow, man, it ends up giving your location and everything. I had no idea that was in, like, it was hilarious. But because John is a civilian and obviously the other guy there is a member of the government, it was actually really funny to see these two guys like talking about it. And John's like, wait a minute, can't you just tell your kids that they don't get to have that app? He's like, I tell you what, man, I got my kids on like a contract and I tell them that, you know, they don't get to do this and they don't get to do it. Like, it was like, honestly, not only was it entertaining and like educational, it was extremely entertaining. If you haven't watched it yet, Rick, man, get over there and go watch that video. All right, ladies and